The title given by His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu for these verses is Glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are very beautiful verses. I'm sure all of you know those verses. So we'll go into those verses today, deep dive into those verses. And they also have, they carry the answer that Sutta Goswami gives towards the sixth question of the sages. So we'll try to go through these things today. I've tried to keep it short so that we can finish in time. We'll start with offering obeisances, offering the prayers, and we'll all chant the verses together.
Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasa tato jayam udirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati neshtiti.
So I just thought we'll do a brief summary, like a very quick summary of what all we have read so far in chapter 3, so that we can connect again. It's been a long time. So in this beginning of chapter 3, there is a description about the Lord's Purusha avatars, and then it follows by the description of the Lord's Leela avatars, all the avatars that have come in. So there's a description of those avatars. And then 1.3.28 is the verse. Does someone want to chant the verse?
Ete chamsa
Bhagavan
swayam.
So that is considered, what is that verse about? What does it say? Yeah, it's called Paribhasa Sutra. And what is Paribhasa Sutra?
The thing that, on which the whole Bhagavatam is based upon.
Right. And what does it? What does the verse say? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So we see, so that is a lens through which, that the Paribhasa Sutra, that is a lens through which we read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. If we read it through another lens, then the meaning will change. What we try to understand, what we interpret will completely change. So this is the lens through which we interpret the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. And then after that, there is a progression of like distinction between matter and spirit, and then how you get the level of understanding of Brahman, and then Paramatma, and finally Bhagwan. And then, like, I think it's verse 39, where Sutta Goswami glorifies the sages' questions, and he says that, you know, such questions must be asked. And why does he say that? Because they give rise to his speaking Bhagavatam, which has immense spiritual potency. So that is the connection between that section, that verse, and the section that we're going to read today. So why is the Bhagavatam considered potent? And that is what is discussed in text 40 to 44. Moving to the verse, we'll chant the verse together. I'll read the translation.
Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swastyayanam Mahat.
So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. So, it's the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Very inspiring, so that we all can read Bhagavatam. Like, just reading this evokes the desire to, you know, associate with Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada. So like, as we saw here, it's saying the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. So basically what is being trying to be said there is that the Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. So when we are reading Bhagavatam, when we are trying to hear Bhagavatam, we are associating with Krishna himself. Now what is the benefit of associating with a Bhagavat? Now let's try to understand the two words. There's Bhagavat and there is Bhagavat. So Bhagavat is of Bhagavat. And who is Bhagavat? Bhagavat is the Lord. So Bhagavat means of Bhagavat or of the Lord. Now there are two of the Lord Bhagavats, right? There are two Bhagavats, basically, that's what we're trying to say. And you have the book Bhagavat, which, as we just read, is the literary incarnation of Krishna. And you have the person Bhagavat, who has been described as a, like, person Bhagavat here, who has been described as a person of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva. So he's an incarnation of Krishna. Like, note the word of, that's the connection there. Incarnation of Krishna. So he's of Bhagavat. and that's Vyasadeva. And what else does person Bhagavat mean? So who is Vyasadeva? He's incarnation of Krishna. So who is he? He's a pure person whose life is dedicated to Lord Krishna's service 100%. And such Bhagavats are very rare. They are a very rare feature in this world. So Bhagavat is the self-realized, bona fide spiritual master, and through him only one can understand the lessons of Bhagavatam in order to get the desired result. And what's the desired result? Develop love for Krishna. So, and why will we get it only from the person Bhagavat? Because he himself has love for Krishna. He is of Krishna and he possesses love for Krishna. So again, when we associate with him and we try to understand through him, we see the Bhagavat, we understand the Bhagavat through his lens. And his lens is what? Love for Krishna. So that's why it's very important to have that regard for the person Bhagavat and also understand that what is the importance of having that association. And we will go deeper into that, and Srila Prabhupada has stressed the importance of that in his purports that follow in the future. So going back to this verse, so this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadev, the incarnation of God, and it is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful. Why is it all successful? Because it gives us Krishna Prema, and it helps us associate with Krishna. It is all blissful. You're hearing about the Lord's pastime, you're associating with the Lord, it's definitely going to give us bliss, it's going to give us relief from material miseries. And it is all perfect. Why is it all perfect? Again, because it is related to Krishna. It is helping us understand Krishna and develop love for him. So, moving on, like another aspect of Srila Prabhupada's purport is that Srimad Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship the Lord. So, since it is Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna, then how do we associate with Srimad Bhagavatam? Like a lot of devotees have altars for Srimad Bhagavatam and they offer aarti every day because it is Krishna himself. So Srila Prabhupada is saying Bhagavatam should be worshipped as respectfully as we worship the Lord. Like all of us are worshipping, you know, at home in the temple, we're offering different services to the deities in different ways. And what is the mood we carry when we are doing that? We must carry the same mood of reverence when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And what Prabhupada has said in the purport is that the blessings and benefit that one receives through the personal contact of the Lord is the same, or rather the blessings and benefit that one receives through careful and patient study of Bhagavatam is the same as blessings and benefit one receives through personal association of the Lord. Now, I mean, it's beyond my conception about the, you know, the left side of the thing, blessings and benefits through the personal contact of the Lord. But when we hear pastimes and when we read pastimes, we see the effect that the direct association of the Lord with the Lord has on the devotees. And we also perceive it ourselves when we are trying to worship the deities. We are taking darshan of the deities because there is Krishna standing over there. And what is the benefit we are receiving? If to whatever our level of understanding is, we can correlate that the same level of blessings and benefit would come through careful and patient study of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada says that it carries with it all the transcendental blessings of Lord Sri Krishna that we can expect from his personal contact. So this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. That it is, so what do we learn from here? It is Krishna himself. And the person Bhagavat is very important. And we need to hear from them, and we will see how his importance is brought about further by Srila Prabhupada. Moving on to the next verse. Tad idam grahayamasha sutam atmavatam varam sarva vedeti hasanam saram saram samudritam. This is a very famous verse. Srila Vyasadev delivered it to his son, who is the most respected among the self-realized, after extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe. So what is, as we see, saram, saram, saram is essence, cream, here. So after extracting the cream of all Vedic literatures and history of the universe. So what is the cream? The cream is Srimad Bhagavatam. And why is it the cream? Why is Srimad Bhagavatam considered the cream of all the Vedic literatures?
It gives direct information about
Allah. Right. Yeah, and it gives direct information about the Lord and all the histories of the universe. Which is what are the most relevant histories of the universe? The pastimes of Krishna. Like, so what are we trying to see here is that there are the Vedic literatures are carrying different things that are required for the development of people based on their position. And they also carry different histories. And why do they carry histories? So that we can learn from them. But this history is his story. It is Krishna's story. And that is captured in Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why it is considered as the cream of all Vedic literatures and histories of the universe. Because other Vedic literatures are giving different ways of worship and different ways of progressing in spiritual life. Progressing in mankind. Progressing in life. Based on everyone's interest. But what is this giving? What is the cream? The cream of all that is love for developing love for Krishna and service to Krishna. I mean, the Vedic literatures are also giving a gradual progression to the same thing. But Srimad Bhagavatam is giving it directly. So it has extracted the cream. And Srila Prabhupada says that the cream is the most palatable essence of milk. Now, what is the cream is the most, like in milk, what is the most valuable substance? Yeah, the butter, the cream that comes on top. And what is the most, the cream has a lot of properties also in terms of nourishing us. Right? So, it nourishes us. It carries a lot of health in it. Apart from the other aspects of milk. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam carries a lot of health for us. Carries a lot of nourishment for us, for our spiritual life. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important granth, book for us to read as devotees. And we're very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has based the entire ISKCON on hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, which are both from Krishna and of Krishna and are Krishna. So, moving to the next verse, the purports are kind of linked, so we will study the purports of both the verses together. Sat satu samsravayamasha maharajam parikshitam prayopavishtam gangayam paritam paramarshibhi. Sukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, in his turn delivered the Bhagavatam to the great emperor Parikshit, who sat surrounded by sages on the bank of the Ganges, awaiting death without taking food or drink. So, what are we reading here? We're reading a disciplic succession that's coming across. So, another aspect of person Bhagavat is he comes in the disciplic succession. So, Sri Sukadev Goswami hears the Bhagavatam from Sri Vyasadev. He receives it. Sri Vyasadeva has given the cream of all the Vedic literatures to his son Sukadev Goswami. And he is the most perfect recipient. We just read that. And he in his turn delivers the Bhagavatam to the great emperor Parikshit. So both Sri Vyasadeva and Sukadev Goswami are both person Bhagavat here. And emperor Parikshit is the most, he's the best person to receive it from these two people who are very, very established Bhagavats. They are most pure and it's coming directly from them. And because it is coming directly from them, what do we read about Parikshit Maharaj in the Bhagavatam? He is about to leave his body. He knows that in 7 days, this part of his Leela on the planet is going to end. And what are some of his attributes? He is the king, the most established king, king of the entire universe. The planet, king of the entire planet. And so imagine the amount of opulence, the amount of power, the amount of fame and everything that he is in association with, that he has as a part of his kinghood and as a part of his own personal qualities. And imagine his chivalry, his wars, so many things that would come with a king. And his wife and his children and his family and so many things, the palace he lives in, all the opulence he's surrounded by, but he just sits and reads Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, he hears Srimad Bhagavatam from person Bhagavat. That's the, so why is it so potent? Because one thing is he's receiving it from the person Bhagavat and the message of the Bhagavatam itself is very powerful. And he is awaiting death. So what is that inspiration for us? That this is a preparation for death. This is how do we prepare ourselves, how do we prepare our consciousness before we reach that test? And how do we learn that? Through the different pastimes that we read and through the different devotees that are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam and their quality of surrender. So he sat surrounded by sages on the bank of the Ganges awaiting death without taking food or drink. I mean, I can do one Nirjal Ekadasi a year. I mean, that itself is like an achievement for me if I'm able to do it. I need my food, I need the prasad. If someone tells me to do it, okay, you're done with Nirjal Ekadasi today. I'm like, in the night, I'm thinking about, okay, tomorrow morning, I'm going to break my fast at this time with this, this and this. And then I'll eat this, this and this. You know, I'm more in the plan of how to adjust my body to be able to receive the food again. But if someone tells me, okay, sit another day and just do another Nirjal and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, we have the recording of Sukadev Goswami. Somehow we managed to record it and now, you know, we'll give it to you. 7 days, just do that. You will be prepared for dying. I cannot do that. It's beyond me. One thing is, so why could Parikshit Maharaj do that?
He had developed a higher taste.
So he had developed a higher taste. He's a great devotee of the Lord. He came from the lineage where everyone was a devotee of the Lord. So he received that mercy from them also. And he was, as he said, he was very eager. So he did not feel... in the later canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I tried searching for the verse, I could not get, but then I think he expresses somewhere that my body is feeling refreshed. I'm not feeling tired. I'm not feeling, I'm feeling very energetic after hearing the Bhagavatam. So this is what? Nourishment for the soul. The cream of Vedic literature, nourishment for the soul. So, Sukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, in his turn, delivered the Bhagavatam to the great emperor Parikshit. So why is he great? Of course, because of his kingship and also because he's a great devotee of the Lord, who sat surrounded by sages on the bank of the Ganges. So it was not a single transmission that it's only Sukadev Goswami and he's receiving it. But he was in the association of sages, devotees. And that's why the message is like more potent. It's more easy to absorb because you're sitting in such an assembly, it gives you that inspiration. So all these things are some things we can apply. Now let's read what Srila Prabhupada says for the purport about cream of Vedic literature. It is compared to the cream of the milk. Vedic literature is like the milk ocean of knowledge. Cream or butter is the most palatable essence of milk. And so also is Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is the comparison? For it contains all palatable, instructive and authentic versions of different activities of the Lord and his devotees. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is saying here. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the purpose of all the Vedas is to know Him. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Shri Krishna Himself in the form of recorded knowledge. Therefore, it is the cream of all the Vedas. And it contains all historical facts of all times in relationship with Krishna. It is factually the essence of all histories. So what is the essence of all histories? Historical is Krishna, past tense of Krishna. So, and Srila Prabhupada has been, so he's saying that it is in the recorded form of recorded knowledge. So yes, the verses were available, but Srila Prabhupada has given us the purports. And why do we read Bhagavatam? We read to see Bhagavatam through Srila Prabhupada's eyes. And to understand Bhagavatam through him, through what he has given to us. Like so many times, of course the messages are there, but I cannot see them. Like when I used to read Bhagavad Gita, like some of the purports and all, like way back, and I used to think, okay, where are the ways to behave mentioned? Like so many lectures I hear, you know, devotee should behave like this, devotee, you know, this is the right attitude of a devotee, character of a devotee. And like long explanations on that, Bhagavad Gita carries, okay, these are the qualities of that a devotee should have and this is the process of knowledge and so many things. But I'm like, okay, where are these detailed explanations, you know? Where is it all there? And you know, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada has captured all those things in different purports. Like he'll say, this is the right behavior for a Vaishnava. Or a Vaishnava does not behave like this. Or a Vaishnava is always like this. Like he's explaining the qualities of all the different, like how... Of a true Vaishnava through the Bhagavatam. And it's a great inspiration for us. He has spent, like we've all read and heard stories. I mean, I don't need to repeat the point here. But we know how much time Srila Prabhupada has spent in writing the books for us. Like he spent more hours a day writing than we spent reading his books. So what is our responsibility? Just out of gratitude for Srila Prabhupada, even if we don't understand so many things there, but just out of gratitude for Srila Prabhupada, if we just read the Bhagavatam, then it is going to have a certain effect on us and we are going to develop a further connection with Srila Prabhupada. Moving on to the next verse. Krishna sve dhamo pagate dharma gyanadi bhisaha kalau nashta drisham esha pura narko dhunodhita. So this Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Puran. So who are those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance? It's all of us. So what is the message here? That we must associate with the person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat. So this Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun. So, and now connect that with, it has arisen after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. So when Lord Shri Krishna left, what went along with him? All the principles of religiosity, knowledge, etc., etc., went away with him. So what is our hope then? Like Kali Yuga started after Lord Shri Krishna left, and he left with these things. So what is our hope then? What is our only hope here? Srimad Bhagavatam, because Krishna has, he has left it for us. He has inspired Vyasadeva through Narad Muni to give it to us. And it is said that it is as brilliant as the sun. So because principles of religion and knowledge have left, we need Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is the illuminating factor in this Kali Yuga for us. So persons who have lost their vision, which is us, due to the dense darkness of ignorance, illusion, that I am this body, in the age of Kali, shall get light from this Purana. So we will get, what is the light we will get from this Purana? We will get the guidance, we will get the mercy, because we are associating directly with Lord Shri Krishna here and the person Bhagavat. So this is also answers to Shaunaka's sixth and final question. What was the sixth and final question? Since Shri Krishna, the absolute truth, the master of all mystic powers, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter. So where are all the religious principles residing now? So what do? Then we read, we follow Srila Prabhupada, we associate with person Bhagavat, and we try to follow. So like, let's take inventory of ourselves. Like, how much are we doing it, and how much, you know, the scripture is exhorting us to do. All, and so much compassion flowing here. Shri Krishna is inspiring Vyasadeva through Narad Muni to write the Bhagavatam. The sages are asking such questions for our benefit. Right? Why are they asking these questions? They know where the religious principles are there. But they look at the level of compassion they have. They're asking these questions for our benefit, so that we can read, we can take benefit, and we can get some light in this age of ignorance. And we can progress in that light. We can always remain in that light. Like, you know, when you're on a stage, and like, say the chief presenter comes on the stage, you know, and then there is a spotlight which allows us to see him. You know, like people do all these, like it's a normal thing, there's a spotlight, and like the presenter will keep walking on the stage, and there'll be a spotlight which will show the past type of the presenter. So the Bhagavatam is the spotlight which is showing us who? Krishna and his. So Krishna, when I say Krishna, it's Krishna and his devotees. So he's putting the spotlight on Krishna and his devotees so that we can see those pastimes. We can see the devotees in action. We can see how they are relating to Shri Krishna. We are seeing how they are surrendering to Krishna, how they are offering prayers to Shri Krishna, how they are behaving, you know, how they are relating with each other. So that is the spotlight. So that's why it's as brilliant as the sun. So Bhagavad Purana is putting that spotlight. So we need to take that inspiration from these things, and out of gratitude for all these, you know, for Srila Vyasadeva, for Shri Krishna, for Narad Muni, for these sages who have asked these questions, for Srila Prabhupada, and for all those devotees who put their hard work in the paintings, in the printing, in the book distribution, and you know, all those people have inspired us to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Just out of gratitude for the amount of effort, the amount of mercy they are giving us, we just read. And we, and how to read, we will discuss that further. So, what Srila Prabhupada is saying here, like this is the first bullet point is from his, like direct extract from his purport. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only. So, want to see the real light of life, they must take to these. So, where's the spotlight? Think about the spotlight. They must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Again, the lens is very important. Our aim of life is to develop love for Shri Krishna and become his devotee, you know, become his servant. And that, if we see it through that lens, then we will be able to fulfill that aim of life. If we see it through another lens, that aim will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Bhagavatam. Why? Because it takes you to the point of surrender. And then Bhagavatam tells you how to surrender. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Shri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as a direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Krishna in person. What a blessing. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? So one who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Shri Krishna in person. They are identical. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita and inspired Srila Vyasadev through Narad Muni to compile Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada is based, like we are so fortunate, we are supposed to read Bhagavatam, we are supposed to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. Now what has our manager done for us? He has made a process for us so that we can follow those rules. He has done, Srila Prabhupada has based the ISKCON movement on these two books. So, morning Srimad Bhagavatam, evening Bhagavad Gita. If we follow the process Srila Prabhupada has given, we are taking shelter of these two books. It's a no-brainer for us. We just have to read, we have to hear lecture. We've already been given how to do it. We don't have to do our own study, we don't have to do our own speculation, we don't have to get our own meaning out. He's just given, okay, these are the books, you read in the morning, you hear lectures, just do this. So what is our responsibility here? So much has been given to us, served on a platter. And why has it been served on our platter? Not because the cook wants to be praised. Why has it been given to us? So that we can accept that prasad and become purified and develop love for Krishna, become his servant. That is the compassion. So let's see, I have extracted from Srila Prabhupada's purpose, like different purpose. We're close to the end of the verses. So what I've done is I've taken different things that Srila Prabhupada has said on how to see Srimad Bhagavatam. So because the powerful statement here is one who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Krishna, Krishna in person. They are identical. So how do we see Srimad Bhagavatam? We will take different points from Srila Prabhupada's purpose to see Srimad Bhagavatam. So let's get, this is the last verse. Sorry, the title is wrong. This is the last verse, verse 44. So we'll read that and we'll move. Tatra kirtayato vipra viprarsher bhurite jasa aham chadhya gamam tatra nivishtatad anugrahat Soham va shravai syami yatha dhitam yatha mati. So now, O learned Brahmanas, when Sukadev Goswami recited Bhagavatam, there, in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, now who is speaking? Sutta Goswami is speaking. And who is he telling? O learned Brahmanas, who is he telling? Yeah. So when Sukadev Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention. And thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. So what is the essence here? Main point here is disciplic succession. And second thing is, how to hear? How to see? Right? I heard him with rapt attention. He had full faith. He had full faith in Sukadev Goswami. Sukadev Goswami was who? He was the person Bhagavat. Who is representative of Lord Shri Krishna. 100% engaged in his service and he is a very rare occurrence in this universe. So he is hearing it from Sukadev Goswami. Directly from the person Bhagavatam. And how is he hearing? With rapt attention. And then he's saying, by his mercy. So what does that mean? That means he is also trying to receive the mercy. It's a very fact he can recognize that by his mercy I was able to understand it. That means he realizes that he needs to hear it from him. And second thing is, that means he's a good recipient of the mercy. He's a good container for that. And because he's a good container for that, what happens? Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learnt it from him and as I have realized it. So, he received the knowledge. And it developed into what? Realized knowledge. And when we have realized knowledge, what happens? When we share, it becomes more potent. And he is a person Bhagavat. So he has realized knowledge. So the sages in Naimisharanya are receiving it from a realized person with realized knowledge. And that's why the message is so potent over there. Now, I have highlighted these things here. Learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. And we will assess that. And also what Srila Prabhupada has been saying about person Bhagavat. What is the importance and how we have to approach him. And also I have just tried to capture different things that we have heard in different lectures. And I have just put it together on one slide. So we will see that. Now why do we have to learn from the person Bhagavat? So knowledge is, when we read it remains as knowledge. But or when we read Srila Prabhupada's realizations, then we are getting his realization. So we are learning the realized, getting the realized knowledge, receiving the realized knowledge from him. And also by the process of hearing. So reading is also considered as Shravanam. So let's read this sentence here. We'll get into the table also. So knowledge will come through reading, but realization will come through association of person Bhagavat. Now how to associate with person Bhagavat, we will read in this table. Person Bhagavat is rare. Like someone was sharing that the book will remain. Right? We are converting, we have Vanipedia, Wikipedia, I mean so many things, we have Veda base, we have CDs and all. The book will remain. If not in, even if the trees run out, the book will remain in some way. Right? But what is the opportunity or the probability of getting that association of a person Bhagavat? Because otherwise it will just remain as knowledge. Now we want to understand it. Now how do we understand it? By our own endeavor? No. We need the mercy of the person Bhagavat. And how do we receive that mercy of the person Bhagavat? What is the mercy? It's not, of course it is mercy. But what else is that mercy? Let's try to understand that. So Srila Prabhupada is a direct example. He is realized person, realized Bhagavat. He's written the Bhagavat. He's written his realization over there. And he's sharing it through his tapes and all. Now how we... If I would have read Bhagavatam on my own, I mean not that I understand it now, but if I tried on my own also, I would not have been able to fathom anything. Whatever I understand right now is through the mercy of all the devotees. So how do we become a, how do we receive that mercy from the devotees? So what is that verse? Nashta prayeshu abhadishu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke tir bhavati naishtiki. So, yeah. What is Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya in the context of learning from Srimad Bhagavatam? What does that verse say? Basically, it's saying that reading and serving, you'll get the same benefit. Right? So, let's try to develop, see it in two sections. So, serving him, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. And the example is Narad Muni. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing down that, oh, you know, people may think it is some kind of fantasy that just by serving someone, we will understand the book. You know, we will understand what the entire Bhagavatam is all about and how is it possible. But Srila Prabhupada saying, no, it is true. We have the example of who? Narad Muni. Narad Muni in his previous life was Gandharva. Then after that he got birth in the as a son of a maid servant. And what was that maid? Because of his Sukriti and because of his attributes as a devotee, he was born in a place to a maid servant who was serving the Bhakti Vedantas, who was serving the sages who were engrossed in the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, who were studying Srimad Bhagavatam and who were person Bhagavatas. How did Narad Muni get knowledge and realization? What does he say? I was only a boy and I could have taken to sporting, like how little children do. But what did he do? He tried to associate with them and serve them. Right? Now as a boy, so how did he get the knowledge then? Through service. Now who do we have here? As a person whom we can serve, like we are Srila Prabhupada. We have all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We have all the sannyasis, we have all the Srila Prabhupada disciples. And who do we have here, right here in our vicinity? We have Harivilas Prabhu. Just by serving him directly, we can get the realization of the knowledge. Now, how do we do that? That is by services, direct service to him, you know, directly serving him and also hearing from him. Now, what does hearing from him or person Bhagavat mean? So, when we hear the word hearing, what comes up in our mind? To me, when someone says, you should hear, I imagine myself in a class or I imagine myself sitting in front of the computer and hearing a lecture. Or say, while I'm doing something, I'm hearing a lecture. That's what hearing comes, like that's the vision of hearing or that's my taxonomy, my understanding of hearing. But what is hearing? What else is hearing? What are the other ways in which we can get hearing? So, live lectures, hearing recordings, doing service under guidance of a person Bhagavat. How is that hearing? Does someone want to, I mean, you all know, does someone want to share? So, serving under guidance is what? Why do we serve under guidance of a senior person? Because they have the realization of the scriptures. They know how to practically apply the scriptures. Right? And they have gone through the process. And they themselves have learned from a person Bhagavat. When we serve directly under their guidance, we may not be reading Bhagavatam and hearing Bhagavatam like that. But we are serving under a person Bhagavat. So by that transmission of knowledge, because we are serving under him, you know, I'll have a problem in my service. I'll go and, you know, talk to the senior devotee under whom I'm doing service. Okay, you know, Hari Bol, Prabhuji, Mataji, I have these things to deal with and I don't know how to deal with because I am a bewildered soul here. I really don't know how to handle this problem. I want to be Krishna conscious, but I don't know how to be Krishna conscious. Can you please tell me how to solve this problem? How will the real person Bhagavat share that knowledge with? On what basis will the person Bhagavat give us that guidance? Based on what he has heard others and their realization on the path. I'll give you a crude example. Like when I came to the US, I saw the ATM machine here. And I saw the banking system. And I saw the cell phone. And I'm like, India is much more advanced here. Right? Because cell phones are like, I just come from India and I'm like, okay, no one's texting here. You know, like my bank statement would come on my cell phone and, you know, all my transactions would come on my cell phone in India. I'm like, okay, this is all beat up. It's not really well developed. Now, why was India more developed than the US? US definitely started all these things long time ago. But India took on the existing knowledge. Like, so technology built on technology. So that's why it was one step ahead. Now, when we are taking guidance from, now I'm not saying we'll become one step ahead of the person Bhagavat, but let's try to see the principle of, they already have the realized knowledge, they already have the, realization, they already have the vision, they already know how to practically apply principles of Krishna consciousness in life. So we just take it from them. Okay, just follow. Okay, she said it, he said it. Let me just do it. They know what they're saying. Okay, I will apply my brain because if I have questions, I will ask them. Blind following does not mean you ask questions, you ask clarificatory questions in a mood to understand, not in a mood to challenge. So it's directly coming, right? So if Harivilas Prabhu, we're trying to serve under his guidance. We're trying to serve with Harivilas Prabhu. Like try serving. All of us have had our chances of interacting with Harivilas Prabhu and serving with him. How do you... So much clarity of vision, so much clarity of thought, so much clarity to please Srila Prabhupada. What is that? Tasmad ekena manasa. That one pointed attention is there. In his 40 years in the movement and he knows how to raise a family, he has children, he has so many things. He has applied these principles here. So when you're serving under his guidance, you're learning directly from him. And all Srila Prabhupada disciples and all Guru Maharaj, all of them. Now, another thing is inquiring how to apply principles. That's another way to hear. How is that another way to hear? Because?
They give you the
knowledge. Yeah, and again they're giving you what? Knowledge that they have realized. And they know how to practically apply. And gradually we will also learn. We will also become able to practically apply. Like so far, whatever we have to hear in Krishna consciousness, we've heard a lot of philosophy. We've read a lot of philosophy. You know? So now what is the next thing for us? To become a mature devotee. To apply. And how? By our own conception, at least, I mean, it's not going to be, it will be nice because we will go through the struggle, but we really need guidance. And how to receive that guidance is by hearing, which is also through inquiring how to apply principles. So if you're serving directly under someone's guidance, you're naturally going to, I'm confused here. We already discussed that point. How do I deal with this? And they'll give you some vision. Second thing is if you have, like, so many times what happens is, as we read here, and I was hearing, His Holiness Radhanath Swami's lecture also, yes, like somehow Krishna arranged it and I heard that lecture yesterday. So knowledge will come through reading and this is his statement. But realization will come through association of a pure devotee. I said Bhagavat here. Now what he was saying was that so many times people extremely deep in Krishna consciousness. Like they're very nice devotees, they're all very advanced and all. But they're like, what happens after down the lane, you suddenly see they're out of it. And there are different reasons why people go out of it. One of the things he was talking about was that so many times what happens is they're trying to understand everything through their endeavor. They're reading books, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing this. What happens after that? It becomes an intellectual study. Then comes a little bit of pride, arrogance. what happens then? The receiving mode goes away. We're not going to receive for a minute. Another thing is we start judging. And another big problem happens in that case, because we're not applying the principles in association and not applying the principles under guidance. We have our own conception. And we sometimes also, he said, it happens that people try to follow standards which they're not ready for. Like he was talking about, say, or even if they're ready for, probably the true meaning has gone. Like say they're doing Ekadasi, again, let's take the same example, he said that. He said, I am doing Nirjal Ekadasi and these people are eating vegetables. I am so advanced. So he said, sometimes because we don't know how to apply the principle and we're trying to do certain things, hard-heartedness sets inside us. So how can we save ourselves from that? Why, you have facility here. We have so many visiting Srila Prabhupada disciples and we have an in-house resource right here. We have like an online Google search. I mean, you just go to Harilas Prabhu, ask him a question, the answer is like faster than anything else. Like it's just going to come. How? Just take to the process of inquiring from him. Inquiring how to apply the principles, you know. Prabhuji, I'm like, and how will that come? That cannot just come, okay, Prabhu, I have this question, how to do? No. If we're in good touch with him, we're meeting him in the temple, we're in good touch with him, naturally we will share certain things and naturally we might hear him say, oh, Prabhu, you can do it like this, or we might naturally feel, oh, Prabhu, I'm trying to do this. Do you think this is okay? I mean, of course, each one of us knows what certain things we need to get help and guidance from, and we can all relate to our examples. Now, another point is doing service with them. That's another way of hearing. Like Amritanand Prabhu was pointing that out 2 days ago. So one thing is serving him, serving Harivilas Prabhu directly. And then also another thing is doing service under their guidance. And then under their guidance means, okay, I have some service I'm doing and I'm like taking guidance from Harivilas Prabhu. Another thing is participating in service with that person, Bhagwat. What do you see? Why should we do that? Yeah, because... Yeah, and we see him, like, if you see, like, say...
In action, basically, unless we see how they are exactly behaving, and that doesn't happen by hearing that this is how they are behaving.
Yeah.
We have heard a lot about how people, that's the whole Bhagavatam is full of that, or so many recent histories also. But if we actually see that person right in action at that time, I think that's when you...
So one of the recommendations we all get is that, okay, how do I develop Vaishnava qualities? Right? We here read about the lifetimes of Vaishnava saints. Right? Because we are not able to associate with them, so we read about their life, we get that inspiration. What does that mean? To associate with existing Vaishnava saints who are existing right now, and how do you associate with them? What were people, like when we read, when we hear Chaitanya Leela, we hear about the six Goswamis, we hear about the next generation of the people who took forward Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, what were they doing? They were, of course, having Krishna Katha, very deep Krishna Katha, but they were doing service together. And what happens with that? When we serve with, say, example, like we serve with Harivilas Prabhu, we see him in action in Anand Mela. We just see him picking up the garbage. Like once I went to the temple after Janmashtami after 3 days, and I saw Harivilas Prabhu's car there during the daytime, like 12 noon. And all I saw was that he had this huge rack. And it was on wheels. He kept pulling it and he was taking the garbage bag from every place, putting it in his car, and he was going to go and dump it somewhere. So just seeing all these things in action is a major inspiration. Right? I'm like, okay, I did my service, I'm done. My duty to Krishna for Janmashtami is done. Now I have to, get my routine back, schedule back. Of course, all those things are important. But just seeing him in action, doing service with him, you'll see him sharing his vision, sharing his thought process behind a certain thing. Saying, of course, technically we'll learn a lot. We'll learn a lot of management concepts. We'll learn so many things from him. But we will learn what? How to again practically apply. Yeah, his service attitude and also practically apply the principles. There will be so many opportunities where, like, just like we in our service have confusion what to do and all, we inquire from him. And then when we are in service with him, we will have a confusion. Okay, now we're observing. Like, we're seeing him in action and we're observing, okay, now this situation has come, and instantly in our mind we have a solution, like how we will act. And suddenly you see him act in a completely different way. And you're like, wow, I never thought of this. I'm not talking in the material way, but in terms of Krishna consciousness, in terms of the spiritual vision with which he would act and which I would act. Like, I will be able to see a direct difference there. And that, with that comes what? Inspiration. inspiration. So what? So all these are also a part of the hearing process. So hearing is lecture, hearing is lectures, hearing recordings, but also doing service under their guidance, inquiring from them how to apply principles. Otherwise, we will have our own conceptions and we will remain stuck in those conceptions for a long time. For that maturity in Krishna consciousness, we need to inquire now. And doing service with them, seeing them acting on the basis of Bhagavatam. So, like, again, now if we, Srila Prabhupada says, so Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. What is that Bhagavata Sevaya? Of course, daily reading and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, but also serving the devotee Bhagavatam. Why? Because why? A devotee Bhagavat is as good as the book Bhagavat. Because a devotee Bhagavat leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavat. Bhagavat book and person are identical. It reminds me of a pastime, I think yeah, it's in Giriraj Maharaj's book, Watering the Seed. And he says that sometimes he was very, very busy in the Juhu project. I think it was that project he was talking about. Like he was very busy in his services. And he knew that Srila Prabhupada's instruction was daily service of Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, because that is what? The cream for us. That is the nourishment for us. So he used to feel guilty. You know, I'm not able to follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And then one day he was serving Srila Prabhupada in some way and Srila Prabhupada just quoted, like, as if knowing what was in his mind, he just said, the verse, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva, and Prabhupada said the purport to that, and Giriraj Swami felt so relieved, you know. He said, I am serving this person Bhagavat, and I am learning everything from him. So my duty is being satisfied just by serving such a great personality as Srila Prabhupada. And all these person Bhagavats that are there right now, all the Srila Prabhupada disciples, who have they learnt it from? Srila Prabhupada. And how? Serving him, serving with him, and be in his association, right? And they have covered all of these things, which come under the section hearing from him. Like, how have they learned it? They have got that, of course, they themselves are very advanced souls, but how have they, the transmission has come from Srila Prabhupada, and not just through his, so again, it's a Vapu and Vani. Vani is direct hearing lectures and everything, but Vapu is what? Not just Darshan. Vapu is Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, doing service under guidance, inquiring, doing service with them. That is the association that we need to take of the Vapu. And we have so many Srila Prabhupada disciples here, it is our duty to associate with them in this way. So again, who is the person Bhagavat? He is non-different from the book Bhagavat. And who, what is, he is of Lord Sri Krishna. And as Balaram Lila Prabhu was pointing out yesterday, they are very rare. It's a rare feature. I mean, how many people in this world, like yesterday Sundaranand Prabhu was also saying in the Bhakti Gita class, you know, it's a very rare opportunity to become a devotee. And you also mentioned it is very rare to see a Vaishnava. And then it is very rare to have a person who is a Bhagavat amongst all the Vaishnavas we meet. So let's take this opportunity of associating with such person Bhagavats whom we have right here and right now. Now, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, he says, simple hearing is not all. One must realize a text with proper attention. The word Nivishta means that Suta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. So when you are hungry, what do? You just try to absorb everything. So we need to be that, we need to take everything in like that. That's how Suta Goswami did. He drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is a real process of receiving Bhagavatam. But we have to develop that level of hunger. We have to realize where we are at and what we need. Now one should hear with rapt attention from the real person. Who is a real person? Someone coming in the bona fide disciplic succession, and who is a person Bhagavat. And then he can act, at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. So we already discussed what hearing is. So how do we hear? With rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. What's our hope? Right? So the secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here, and we, how to give, now rapt attention is an important characteristic of receiving Bhagavatam. But now Prabhupada is saying, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. What's our hope? But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person, in the pages of Bhagavatam. So now what Prabhupada is saying, that it is, the rapt attention part is hard. But somehow or other, if we can do it. Now, Burijan Prabhu in his book, Unveiling the Lotus Feet, you know what he says? What is the somehow or other factor for us? Who is that person? Srila Prabhupada. Because of him, somehow or other, we have Srimad Bhagavatam sitting in our home. Somehow or other, we will read the purport someday. Somehow or other, one day we will hear the lecture. Because he has completely inundated us with Srimad Bhagavatam. He's like, wherever I look, I'm going to see Srimad Bhagavatam if I remain with devotees. Either I'll see a person Bhagavat or I'll hear some Bhagavat Katha going on. I mean, I cannot escape as long as I'm in the association of devotees. So somehow or other, who is that somehow or other factor for us? It is Srila Prabhupada and the person Bhagavats whom he has created, who are moving around in this world, spreading their mercy, and some of them are resident over here. So that is a somehow or other factor for us, and that is the gratitude we need to have not only for him, but also for the so many person Bhagavats who are so many sadhus, so many Brahmans, so many such realized souls who are there in this world now. So this kind of brings to an end today's verses. So I'll just do a synopsis of what some of the things, like inspiration points of why we should read Srimad Bhagavatam based on what we heard and read. So why should we study Srimad Bhagavatam? Because it is the cream of Vedic literature, the nourishment. It is coming from Krishna. It is not different from Krishna. And you get the benefit of associating with Krishna. The religious principles have taken shelter. Now for us to lead a decent life, we need the protection of the religious principles. Where does that come from? Srimad Bhagavatam. It is as brilliant as the sun. It is a spotlight on Krishna and his devotees, and like when we are, because of that light, we are able to understand and appreciate the devotees and Lord Shri Krishna's pastimes. It is a light for people in the age of Kali. And Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. It removes all the misgivings from the heart. It's a blast. Sometimes, like I've heard from some senior devotees, like when they, like I was requesting them for tips on how to read Srimad Bhagavatam, they're like, sometimes you don't even know. Certain things just escape from you because you're reading Srimad Bhagavatam. They just leave you. Because, like, they will leave us. We don't have to leave them. They will leave us. They will go. They'll escape. It's not a palatable environment for them to live anymore. The Bhagavatam is full of pastimes of the Lord. We learn how to pray. Right? We have an understanding of what prayer is. But when we read Srimad Bhagavatam and we read prayers of Parikshit Maharaj, Gajendra, so many devotees, Kunti Maharani, we understand what is prayer. Once in the lecture, Harivilas Prabhu was saying in the Sunday feast, he was saying that, When we see Hindi movies and we hear Hindi film songs, most of the music and the compilations are about dard, pain. Oh, there is so much pain in my heart because I'm in your separation. Or, you know, you didn't reciprocate with me, so I'm in pain. And he said, think about Gajendra, think about Kunti Maharani. They are in separation of the Lord and they are in some kind of difficulty. Are they singing songs of dard? That's what he said. Are they singing songs of pain? When the Lord comes in front of them, what are they saying? Why didn't you come for so many days? I was in so much pain. Look at my story. Oh my God, I suffered so much. This happened to me. That happened to me. They're not ranting there. What are they doing? They're glorifying the Lord. I mean, imagine you're like your foot is in the mouth of a crocodile and you see the Lord and you start glorifying him. You forget the pain. So what is the quality? What is the potency? So that is what you have to learn. How to pray. So Harivilas Prabhu was like, and they're not saying, give me relief from my miseries right now. Oh, when did you come? Why didn't you come for so long? Can't you see? They're not even saying that. They're first taking all the time in the world to glorify him. Then they're realizing their condition, you know, where am I that I cannot understand you and all. And then maybe sometimes they will say, you know, forgive me for where I am at right now, you know, help me right now and I will serve you. I really want to serve you. They're expressing their heart. So we don't want to do prayers of dard. We want to do prayers of glorification and love, of longing. How do we learn that? By reading about these special devotees, about reading about these Vaishnava saints. So there are examples of devotees and their surrender. And importantly, we get to associate with a person Bhagavat like Srila Prabhupada, who is sharing all his knowledge, all the realizations that are needed for us. Whatever is there in this is perfect for our purification. There are so many other things that may be there in Vaishnava theology and Vaishnava history and all, but what is given to us is a perfect medicine for us. And it satisfies a prereq for participating in Chaitanya Leela. Now what does this mean? So many times we hear, first read Bhagavad Gita, then read Bhagavatam, then read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why is it like that? Because Bhagavad Gita tells you surrender. Bhagavatam teaches you how to surrender and ends with, we've heard that class from, a lot of us have heard from Gaur Gopal Prabhu's class. Bhagavatam teaches you how to surrender and it ends with what? Harinam Sankirtan. And what is Chaitanya Leela all about? Harinam Sankirtan. Okay, we get that message. Now what is the other aspect of this? Why is it a prereq? Okay, so that's about the reading aspect and the study aspect and understanding the things. But when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we develop the qualities of a devotee. We learn how to behave in a devotional environment. We have been, in one lecture I was hearing, because of the various different difficult situations we have been through in various lifetimes, we have become very impersonal to the environment around us. Another thing is it's hard for us to open our heart to people because we feel we will be taken advantage of. So we are becoming more and more impersonal. And why is that? Because of all the pain, all the difficulties, all the different experiences we've gone through. Probably we were treated in various ways. Now, how do we open our heart? How do we become personal again? By learning how to associate with devotees. How will we learn how to associate with devotees? By seeing different devotees and their qualities. And how do we see that? By reading about them in the Bhagavatam. And reading about the Lord's pastimes. Now, once we learn how to do that, we can really participate in Chaitanya Leela. What is Chaitanya Leela all about? Having nice relationships with devotees and spreading Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, once we are able to understand that, understand what were the devotees doing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela? What were they doing? There we don't have so many stories, or this is my poor fund of knowledge, but more on what I heard is about like spreading the mission. They are already surrendered in their heart. It's not that though they are going through difficulties and then they are surrendering. That's most of the stories we read, they are already surrendering, how they are tolerating difficulties and how they are furthering Srila Prabhupada's mission. And a lot of it is about Vaishnava etiquette. How they are dealing with each other. How they are serving with each other so nicely. Now, how can we participate in such a leela? The leela is going on right now, it's going on. But how can we participate in the leela properly? We are participating in the leela, but really properly to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By learning the quality of surrender, by learning how to associate with each other, by having those relationships. And then our participation will be full. We are currently participating, but for full participation, holding each other's hands and moving forward. Because if we go to Goloka, Krishna is going to say, hey, what about the others? Why did you leave them? You took care of yourself, but where are the others? So, it's about learning how to be with each other, developing those relationships. We will learn that through association of person Bhagavat, book Bhagavat and hearing all these pastimes. So, it satisfies the prereq for participating in Chaitanya Leela. And now, how to read Srimad Bhagavatam? I'll just very quickly go over some, I thought this might be of relevance. So, I got certain points or certain tips on how to read Srimad Bhagavatam from various devotees, like from the moderator of the Granthraj group, most of us on, Kal Chakra Krishna Prabhu and his wife and Prem Tarangini Mataji. I was I was looking for help on how to read Srimad Bhagavatam, I was directed to her. And so many things we've heard in different lectures. So what is the mood for reading? Prabhupada has said that. Careful and patient study. We just said that. So what is careful? Why it has to be careful? It is careful because we are trying to carefully understand what is happening there, what these devotees are doing, what can I learn from them. We are trying to appreciate the mercy, we are trying to appreciate Srila Prabhupada. And patient study. Why is it patient? Because not in one shot we will not get all the realization. We will not be able to understand everything. I know one Mataji who read Bhagavatam 35 times. There is this Mataji in Bombay, her name is Janma Mataji. And she's read Bhagavatam 35 times and she still keeps reading it. She's like, I still have to learn so many things. And she's a very senior devotee. So, patient study, because in one day we will not become pure devotee. But regularly if we read, the abhadras will go away and we will understand. We will be able to appreciate Lord Krishna and his devotees. And the mood of worship, because non-different from Krishna himself. So, we have prayers also that we offer before reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And this was shared by Prem Tarangini Mataji. Like going into that deep space, not reading it like, okay, I have to read. I mean, of course, whatever we are doing is best for us. We are trying to do as much as we can. But some of these things might be inspirational. I'm not saying this is the most perfect way. Like some of these things can be inspiration based on how other devotees are reading. So try going into the deep space. Now, how do you go into the deep space? By first realizing it's Krishna himself. You know, Prabhupada is there, worshipping Bhagavatam. It sets the mood right. And then it sets a receiving mood right. And then going into the deep space. Krishna is going to reveal something to me today. Because this is Krishna speaking here. And what he is going to reveal to me is going to be perfect for my situation today. So let me read this. Let me get this message. And we've also heard, like His Holiness Ramapad Maharaj share, you know, my dear devotee, my dear Navkishori, please accept my blessings. These are from, this is what I want to tell you today. And yours, you know, it can be whoever we are thinking is sending us a message. It can be Lord Krishna, Lord, I mean, Srila Prabhupada, like that. So going into the deep space is very important. And seeking the blessings from a person, Bhagavat, in our heart, pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to the Guru Parampara, pray to the past Acharyas, pray to the current Acharyas. You know, please give me your mercy. Senior Vaishnava is very merciful. Please give me your mercy so that I can understand what Krishna is trying to tell me here. What message you are trying to tell me, Prabhupada, please give me your mercy. And His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, like I read in one of the Granthraj messages, he says, the only purpose of reading, again the lens, has to be right. What is the purpose of reading? Not scholarliness, not alone that, okay, I'll be able to preach and tell stories properly in my whatever devotees I'm trying to cultivate. That is a good, that needs to be done. But that cannot be the only purpose. He's saying the main purpose of reading should be pleasing the Lord. Lord is pleased. Hari is pleased. My goal is achieved if I read for Him. And personal purification. So it's okay to have that goal for personal purification. It's not material. It's not something wrong. So those are the purposes for reading. And now we'll get into some techniques here. So this was shared, some techniques for reading. The writing part was shared with me by His Grace Kalchakra Krishna Prabhu, who is the moderator of the Granthraj group. I would request all of you to join that Yahoo group because many devotees share their realizations there. It's very helpful. So what he said is, after you read, I mean, I'm not saying all of us can do that. We have our time constraints. We have our things to do. But these are some of the things I'm just sharing. Whatever inspires you, you can take it up. So he said, writing, paraphrasing. What is paraphrasing? You read a wonderful purport. You understand it in a certain way. Krishna gives you a certain inspiration. You try to write it down in your own words. Whether it's a purport, or whether it's a section of verses, or whether it's a chapter. Like some, you saw a certain flow, like if you read Gajendra's prayers, say, or you read Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, say, try to paraphrase his prayers. So what happens by writing? Churning happens. And it helps us organize the thought process inside. It helps us put down all the inspirations Krishna has given to us. And it stays with us then. So paraphrasing. And what do you paraphrase? You also paraphrase practical application. How do you think you would try to practically apply it? And also appreciation of characters. Like he said, like you can make character sketches of Indra in a particular situation. Or you can make character sketch of Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj or how Maharaj Chitraketu was behaving or how Vritrasura was behaving after the pastime. So making those character sketches also helps us appreciate their qualities. And then understanding realizations of other devotees. So this is commonly shared by a lot of people, even Prem Tarangini Mataji, Kal Chakra Krishna Prabhu, and all of us also do that. Like whatever you're reading, say you're reading something about Maharaj Chitraketu, you hear one lecture about that pastime. Because usually what happens when people are giving a Bhagavatam class for a particular verse, they're not just giving for that verse. They're going to tell you the previous story, the later part. So you'll get some connection based on how much time you have. Try to hear a lecture related to that verse because you're going to hear the realization of the person Bhagavat. And also reading, unveiling his lotus feet, like till up to four cantos it is there. Like we can read, and Buriyan Prabhu is really like, those are his own notes which he has organized. Like over the years, what all he read, and you know, he had a notebook he used to have. So he's organized that in the form of a book. So we are again associating with the person Bhagavat. We are seeing Bhagavatam through his lens. And this thing helped me a lot. Past Granthraj group emails. Like suppose if I'm reading a particular part, I'll just try to find some past messages people have written on that topic. Like say if again, say just say Chitraketu, I'll just search for Chitraketu. Or you can search by verse number also. Like this particular verse number is getting really confusing for me, and I know I can ask devotees, but I want to know right now. Just go and search and you will see how either they will like paraphrase a lecture there or they're sharing certain things they've heard and all. It's all very wonderful. So that also helps. This was shared by Prem Tarangini Mataji. Like imagining yourself in the pastime as an observer. So like so many times we hear so many descriptions, oh the flowers were like this, the lake was like this, the stones were like this, these birds were there, you know, we hear so many things. So what we can do by that? Like we can set the scene around in our mind. Okay, I am over here. And then another thing is how to imagine yourself. Like say, like a devotee is undergoing a particular situation, try to imagine yourself in that situation. How would you feel? What would your thought process be inside? And how this devotee is acting? You know, so that gives a lot more inspiration. And of course, generic, like just reading is good, but some of these techniques, these senior devotees have found helpful, and I'm just sharing it over here for all of us. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hari Bol.